When you got something to say, but you ain't got all day, here's another quickie. Tamala.
Hey.
It's time to vote. Are we ready to vote?
I'm done. Yeah.
Good girl.
I took care of it the first day of early voting. Was that 2 weeks ago now, it feels like? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. God.
How long did you stand in line in Texas? I mailed it.
I mean, I was in and out in 20 minutes. It wasn't crazy busy. I mean, I'm pretty small town, so I didn't expect it to be, but there were no, you know, standing in line for 11 or 13 hours, or it wasn't like
That's
Atlanta
positive.
Or Houston. Yeah. It was good. And you know, we've seen some really, really inspiring numbers coming out of just the early voting period. As of right now, 7.3 million Texans have voted. Wow. And that's like 82% of the voters from 2016. So I think total in 2016, 8.9 million people voted. So we're well over halfway there, right? We're almost there at the same number with a week to go.
That's awesome. And I think nationally we're at, what do we say, 62 million people?
Yeah.
Have cast their vote. That, I mean, that just tells me that people are fucking over it. But here's what I get concerned about, and what you think about this. I get concerned that people are like, we're out there, we're doing it. We're definitely going to clear this. And then that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I want people to understand the importance of continuing to encourage your friends, your neighbors, to do what they can and make sure that they're getting out there and they're using their voice. There are still people who still have concerns. I think from where I sit, as somebody who's not lived in Texas as long as you have, I kind of feel like, could Texas flip? I don't know. Kind of exciting. It's all people want to talk about. And then the question is can you really win the election without Texas?
I think you can. You can win the election without Texas because there's still Florida, there's Ohio, there's all of those other swing states, there's Georgia.
Sure.
Like all of those states combined, you know, make one big giant Texas. But we have seen a shift towards purple for a really, really long time. And
sure.
But what I want people to keep in mind is all 62 million of those people didn't vote Democrat. There are what, half the country, you would say? I don't know if that's fair. There are other people who are trying to hold on to the things that they hold dear to them. You know, they're concerned about jobs and the economy and probably not so much the same things that keep me up at night, right? Like my kids' safety, women's health, queer rights, like all of these things that aren't necessarily on the conservative agenda, right? So I have to remind myself every single day, yes, these numbers are inspiring, but what do those numbers mean? You know, we have no way of knowing how everybody is voting at this point in time. And it makes me a little nervous, you know, going into next week. And I don't want to sit here with all of this false sense of security the same way we did 4 years ago. And then we all ran out of wine and tissue pretty early on in the night.
So did I tell you, so have I ever told you my 2016, like election night, sorry, it was sad. Uh-huh. And it was a lot like, drunk dialing your boyfriend that broke up with you for the umpteenth time in college and you haven't figured out how to stop calling that person. And like I was like calling people and being like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm so nervous. I have so much anxiety. And then I was just kept drinking because it just like, and I would be like, I would text my dad and I'd be like, you just took Ohio. And then I had drunk myself into a stupor and like fell asleep and literally woke up in the middle of the night. The TV said President-elect Donald Trump. And I literally was like, bitch, you lying. I was asleep. Like, it was a dream. Like, I literally was like, what kind of fucked up dream is this? I am not bullshitting you. Woke up, thought I was having a dream because it couldn't possibly be true. And then really woke up in the morning and was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I think that that's crazy. And I do, I think the thing is, like, I don't want to be surprised like that. Or if I am going to be surprised in a good way, like, to your point, that false sense of security, I think, again, like, people have to vote as if their life depends on it, because it literally does.
Right.
Literally does. And it's not just because you're a person of color or you're part of any marginalized group. It's because your life depends on it, because there's crazy stuff happening. There's crazy stuff in play. There are threats to not concede. There are all weirdo things going on that don't fall in line with what we know to be our democracy. And what people don't really fully understand, it's almost like, well, it's not really happening to me and it doesn't really affect me. Not yet it doesn't.
Right.
Not yet. Your time will come, because if you are not rich and in the 1%, and if you are of a certain hue or lack thereof, this is not for you. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's the long and short of it.
Yeah.
And people, I've said this multiple times, people, these marginalized groups, all of us need to come together. Women, brown people, queer people, everybody who has not had a seat at the table or has had to go to the Supreme Court, I don't even want to talk about that shit, to get a seat at the table for a basic human right, needs to look at this as the most important day of their life. This is the most important day of your life, because you don't know what's going to happen next.
And it's been fascinating what I've just been seeing on social media and throughout, because, you know, I'm Facebook friends with a lot of my neighbors and I know where I live, right? But I've been seeing a lot of stuff about people praying for a Trump win. And it's just like, well, prayer just feels so strong to me. It's like, that's what you're bothering Jesus with that? Like, of all the other things that we could potentially pray about.
And I don't know, like a vaccine that doesn't turn everybody into fucking donkeys. That would be great. A vaccine, that's what I would pray for. I would pray for a vaccine that doesn't turn everybody into fucking donkeys. I mean, or ideally. Zombies. Like, yeah, ideally, no donkeys. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, all I can think about is Donkey from Shrek. And
that's exactly where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So, wow, same page. So I want to talk about that really quickly. Like, the idea that the attachment, I just want to be really careful, because I know. I love so many Christians in my life. And as we all know, Melanie tends to lead with a little bit of science. But I don't trounce on people's faith, because I feel like whatever gets through it, go nuts. Mm-hmm. With that said, having read the Bible, it's not something I read all the time, but having a basic knowledge of it, how are these things the same? How are we talking about what would Jesus do and then voting for Donald Trump? I don't think they're the same. I don't think they don't even live in the same area code. They're not negotiable. And I'm pretty sure that if there was anything to pray about, it would be that maybe you might want to pray for some forgiveness, because that false prophet that you've been warned about, he's orange.
Yeah.
And
it might be him.
I feel like it's him. I say this all the time. This is suspicious. This is suspicious. I feel like there was a big flag waved at church that was like, hey, false prophet, don't fall for it. It's going to feel like it's right, but it's not right. And I feel like, you know, turns out all of us over here are like, be kind, love everybody. Jesus was an immigrant. He was also maybe possibly black. Maybe, yes, he was. I don't know. And maybe he would be protesting.
Oh, he would 100% be protesting in whatever form that took. Yeah.
Absolutely. No shoes on, of course. No shoes. Because I don't think Jesus would wear shoes to a protest. What would his sign say?
What would Jesus's protest sign say?
Yeah, what would it say?
I think that it would be something very simple. It would say, like, I don't know, love heals or kindness matters or...
Do you think it would say those things? Like, it wouldn't be more...
What do you think it would say? Do you think you'd
be very radical? Basic. No, I don't think you would be like ACAB, but I feel like I don't know if he would be like kindness matters. I feel like it would sound like more like biblical times.
I don't know. I mean, I dabbled in religion in high school, but I'm probably not the one to go to for.
See, now I feel like I have to unpack that for myself, for my own sanity. And we should ask this of our listeners. I think this would be a really fun activity for our listeners. If Jesus were a protester, what would his protest sign say? I think we should post that to the viewers.
I like it.
And let you guys know what the feedback is. We're going to take it to the streets, guys. Again, if Jesus were a protester, what would his protest sign say? Woo! But anyway, back to the church and praying for a Trump win.
Yeah, I don't understand what his base is holding so dear that he has done for them that warrants prayer.
I think they know this is the end of the road. And I think that they see, like, I think Amy Coney Barrett, can't say her name without thinking of, like, chili dogs or, like, summer or, like, tater tots. It just sounds like vacation. Anyway.
Sounds like the fair.
That's what it is. It's the fair. It's the country fair where all your rights get taken from you, but you win a for a pig.
And you get to eat a corn dog.
With chili. Anyway, so I think that there are all these things that they're focused on, right? Like, from a religious perspective, there's a lot of focus on abortion and abortion rights, and he's largely doing all of these things. But I like, all of these things are important to that community.
Yeah.
They negate this other side. It's like, we forget. It's like, okay, we're pro-life. No, you're not. You're pro-birth, because you actually vote in the opposite direction for that life that's being born every chance you get, right? So that. And then, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, we appreciate, you know, his views on immigration, and we love all, and kindness and blah, blah. But it's like, okay, children are being ripped from their parents and detained or lost forever. You also are aligning yourself, like, being unable to see the connection in white supremacy and systemic racism. I will almost give you systemic racism. Like, I'll give it to you. Unless you are unable to unpack that bag, right? Fine. It's a deep well. But when your candidate cannot denounce white supremacy once and for all, just say it. Can't do it. And like I said it before, and you still put that sign on your front porch, I'm super clear on who you are. Super clear. And any of that deserves prayer. That's the part where I'm just so confused.
Yeah.
Like, what is there to pray for? I can think of a million things to pray for that promote peace and kindness.
Yeah.
And this anarchy, like, why are we praying for this?
Yeah.
It's, I just feel like people need to.
Like, I could understand praying for him. Like, if I were a praying person, I could totally see, like, praying for him, like, in his, like, soul.
But for him, for what? Oh, like, for his soul, like, redemption?
Yeah, because he's a bad guy, right? So I could understand that. What?
I mean, yes, you're different than me. You give a lot of grace where I wouldn't give that grace. We've established many, many times.
Yeah.
Like, you just pray for his soul. And I'm like, that doesn't sound.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I understand if someone
said that they were going to. Yes, you would.
Like, I would pray for, I mean,
You would. It came down to it because you're a kind, right. You're a kind person, right? Like, again, I'm going to say this. I think I say this probably every show. Tamla will handle this like a really sweet Disney movie. I don't know, something where everybody supports you. Like a Care Bears, actually. Not Disney, like a Care Bear. There. You would be like, let's talk about it. Let's put our face to the sky. Let's work it out. I am like the village people in Beauty and the Beast talking about Kill the Beast. Like, we're different.
They were so mean.
You're welcome. They got it done, didn't they? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I guess that kind of takes me to like November 4th. And I think you and I talked about this earlier last week. Like, what does that look like?
Do you want to know what it looks like for me?
Depending on which outcome, what does that look like?
It doesn't matter. There's going to be some shit in the streets, and my ass is going to be in this house. I am not going to a Target. It's going to be like March 13th all over again. I'm packing up my deep freezer, taking inventory of my my wipes and my disinfectants, and I'm making sure I have enough meats in the deep freezer, lots of boxed mac and cheeses and risottos and pastas. And flour and eggs. I got my egg replacers out from the deep back of the pantry, and I'm going zero places. Zero places. You will not see me until shit calms down, because you know, without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what happens, there will be violence, there will be chaos, and it will be a nightmare. And who knows what kind of crazy yuck yucks are going to be out here in these streets doing God knows what. And so I'm just going to hang out for a little bit, ride it out, hope that people calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Do some temperature checks. I really don't know. I have no idea what all of that's going to look like. And it makes me nervous. It makes me a little bit concerned. I feel like the brazenness has been there. Right. So I'm not so concerned like for my safety, because I feel like I shouldn't say this, but if something was going to happen, like in my little area, it would have happened by now, right? I feel like people feel that emboldened and that brazen at this point to yell some shit at me out their window. And I keep waiting for it, which is awful because of where I live, but I mean, I expect it, but it hasn't happened.
That's really funny because Dave wears his Eagles jersey out sometimes, and he probably gets yelled at more with his Eagles jersey on going to Target than you have about racism from Trump supporters. I was just thinking that. Like,
well,
like,
I mean, no, David's me, making a I'm bad like, choice by wearing that. My skin is not a bad choice.
Dave's jersey. I know, I get it. I just
nobody told him to leave the house in that shit.
But that's what I think is hysterical. It's like, we're talking about like race and race. You're like, no, really bothered me. People feel really aggressive about it. And it's like Dave versus Eagle Jersey. It's like, you're a fucking loser. Like in front of his son, like going into the Target. Like, from a Cowboys fan. Just like, damn, like, why is this like so intense here? But I just, anyway, I had to make a joke. But no, your skin is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. It's you know, I am working the election. I will be at a polling location in my county. And I'm acting as an alternate judge. So basically that means if something happens, if somebody's in the wrong polling place, I don't get a gavel, but I feel like I should just go get one.
Can you just bring one?
I think
I might. I'm going to get you one. I'm going to just buy you one as a present. And be like, here, my queen.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited to be like part of the process and like in the mix and all that. But I don't want to get yelled at.
Oh, by like people at the polls and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, if people, it's a 12-hour day. It's like from 7 to 7.
Yeah, you're going to get yelled at all day. You know that.
I know. But, you know, you don't have to wear a mask to go vote. Like, it's not a mandated thing. And I'm terrified that like somebody not wearing a mask is going to yell at me in my face.
Or spit on you. Yeah.
Listen to me. If I get spit on and you see me on the news, Like, I just want you to tell everybody that I love them.
Pamela Cotta Case is the voting judge.
Exactly. You know who to call. Who was that lawyer from The Staircase? Did you see that documentary, The Staircase? That man, he pushed his wife down the stairs. What was that lawyer's name?
Oh, I don't remember the lawyer's name, but he didn't just push his one wife down the stairs. There were several instances with stairs.
And the fool didn't go to jail. So that lawyer, you call him if somebody spits on me on election.
I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, we heard you got this guy off because he pushed both of his wives down the stairs. Can you help my friend? Some guy spit on her. And she lost her damn mind. And now she caught a case and I don't know what to do. I need your help.
Everything is on fire. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, here's the thing. I would actually... This is going to sound fucked up.
You want somebody to spit on me.
I don't want anybody to spit on you, but I would love to see somebody take you out of your space because you're so calm and you know me, I'm just not. Uh-huh. And just for once, I would like to see somebody just like get the best of you. Just like, like just be like, take you out of yourself because I would just feel like, yeah, girl, let them know. You know what I mean? No.
They done got let them know. Far.
Like, we all have our lines, and you crossed it, and now you're going to die. I think you're going to be really good at it. I think you're going to be, you're very calm. You're very good with people. I think you'll be great. See, I like, again, I could never do something like that. I don't have patience for that. I will be just sitting at my house hoping for the best all day. And
yeah, I mean, I'll be looking forward to getting
distracted.
Home.
I'll be working. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look forward to getting home and watching the returns. That's literally one of my favorite things to do. I'll make sure I've got plenty of wine, lots of tissue. Cause I mean, it's going to be a long night, you know, and
it's not going to, do we think it's going to get solved in one night though? Probably not.
Right? No. It's going to be a long night and then it's going to be a long few weeks after that. I don't know. I just hope that, now it just sounds cliche coming out of my mouth. I just hope that we are all able to like, I don't know, move forward and be kind to each other afterwards. And I know that's asking a lot because people are feeling very passionate and I don't know.
Yeah. I think people are feeling passionate. I think people are feeling restless. I think people are angry. I think people are dying.
Yeah.
I think that there are people who, I guess the people that I want to hear me or I want to talk to are people who are on the fence. In particular, people of color who are on the fence. And I ask that they look inside very deep. And they find that voice that probably has been squashed for some time. And when I think about John Lewis, mm-hmm. I think about when he talks about good trouble. And, you know, that's one of his famous quotes is never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble. So I think that encourage your friends to vote, encourage your family to vote. Encourage your families to have conversations, even if they don't align with what necessarily you believe. Just encourage people to use their voices because this is your country. These folks work for you. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let them fucking forget it. They are civil servants and they work for you. And this has been a very, very rough 4 years where people have been unable to understand their neighbor for whatever reason. And we should all be very concerned that one strong leader can cause such division. And we need to come back to a place where we care about basic things, just basic things. We don't all have to agree deeply on our politics, but kindness has just
gone out the window. And I think Joe Biden ended the debate the other night beautifully when he said that the character of the country is on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's something we need to consider and we need to continually be thinking about. Not just how others see the United States as a country, but how we see ourselves. Like, who are we? What do we deserve as a country right now? You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just, it's better than this. We are better than this.
We are. On that note, that's our quickie, you guys.
Please thanks for joining us for a quickie. We are Tam and
Mel. Vote, vote, vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Talk soon.
Bye.